Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 156 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. Now, Ireland has defeated England yet again in a World Cup and won by 5 runs on the DLS method after rain fell in the 15th over of England's chase. Rain and a wobbly start from England have handed Ireland a famous T20 World Cup triumph at the MCG. This makes tomorrow's match against Australia and also in Melbourne, and with a similar weather forecast, a virtual eliminator with neither side able to afford a defeat. England's air of invincibility was washed away on a damp and dramatic afternoon in Melbourne. A combination of Ireland's excellence and an ill-timed downpour turned one of the tournament favourites from T20 benchmarks to literally no marks. Ireland won by 5 runs on the DLS method after rain fell 14.3 overs into England's innings. Moeen Ali had scored 12 runs from the previous 3 balls, and had the weather held for another 2 minutes, this could have well been their game. I've seen a lot of rain in my time playing cricket, and I've never been happier to see that the rain came down, said Andrew Balboni, the Irish skipper. The forecast was as clear-cut as the darkening clouds were impenetrable, and at no stage of England's innings had they been ahead. Joss Butler won the toss and chose to field precisely so. Given the chance of rain, his side knew that the match situation when they would come out to bat. The problem was that they did not use that knowledge. It has been 11 years since Ireland beat England in Bengaluru in the 50-over World Cup, and their folklore has a glorious new chapter. England will cling on to the fact that the defeat did not stop them from qualifying from their group, though this was a tournament with a much more forgiving format than this one. There will be memories too of another 50-over World Cup in 2019 when 3 defeats left England playing what amounted to knockout cricket while still midway through their group stage. On that occasion, they held their nerve and rolled all the way to the title, and there are plenty of veterans of that campaign in the dressing room. But if they are to stand any chance of repeating that achievement, they will need to bring every future game an intensity and quality that was notably absent here. England was poor in the field, key bowlers leaked runs, and their batting was pedestrian. The power play is often so important in this format, and rarely is one team more emphatically superior than Ireland was here. They stood at 65 for 1 after 6 overs, where England was just 37 for 3. The tail of the match was essentially of England trying to claw back the ground they ceded in that opening phase. This was the same team that fielded so impressively against Afghanistan in their opening game, but somehow also not the same. What we saw was the highlights reel. Here were the bloopers and outtakes. With the exception of Ben Stokes, England seamers too often made life too easy for Ireland. Chris Wokes was remorselessly punished, bowling 3 overs for 41 runs before being hidden in the outfield as England ripped up their plans. As they did so, Ireland were halfway through their innings, 92 for 1, and heading for a terrifying total. Momentum shifted once England turned to spin, and with the amount of outrageous fortune. He made 34 of 27, but Lorcan Tucker's luck was definitely out. Stranded after a straight drive by the excellent Balboni, deflected into the stumps at the non-striker's end of the underside of Adil Rashid's hand. Ireland had been 103 for 1 and was to be bowled out for 157, losing their last 7 wickets for 25 runs in 23 balls. Liam Livingstone was an unexpectedly central figure in this collapse, taking 3 wickets, including that of Balboni. The problem was that he was also unexpectedly peripheral as England tried to capitalize on it. England might have not expected to be hugely inconvenienced by a target of 158, but then Josh Little started bowling. Butler was caught behind off his second ball and the tone was set. Neither Alex Hales nor Stokes, bowled beautifully by Fionn Hand, lasted long enough to make an impact, which was contrasted with David Malan and Harry Brook, who lasted too long and made too little of an impact. In the 11th over, they haplessly attempted to accelerate, leading Brook to being dropped at long on. Malan being dropped at point and then Brook being caught at deep wicket really made things difficult for England. Livingstone and Moeen Ali, more explosive and in better form, faced 14 balls between them. Butler wondered whether there was a way we could have gotten them more involved in the game, and perhaps the inability to do so was apparent and crucial. With dark clouds threatening over the MCG, Moeen Ali began to put the foot down, knowing serious runs were required. The heavens, however, opened up after 14.3 overs, forcing the two sides off and the covers back onto the pitch. At 105 for 5, England was 5 runs shy of Ireland's run tally at the same mark and needed the game to get going. Unfortunately for England, the rain never relented, and it was Ireland who celebrated the famous upset, which now throws Group 1 wide open. England's loss opens the door for Australia following their opening loss to New Zealand to still advance from the 16 group. It also turns tomorrow night's clash between the Ashes rivals into a virtual World Cup elimination match, given a 4-1 record is typically needed for one of the teams to be the top two teams. The win was Ireland's first in a Super 12 stage of a T20 World Cup. With this, we draw curtains on the episode that served as a review of the Ireland versus England match. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcast for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Twitter for the latest facts, terminology, retweets, fresh tweets, and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season just for you. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.